Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is Math Strat Chat? Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media. People from all around the world chat about the strategies they use. It's super to see everyone's thinking.
I'm so sorry.
Hey there, Kim. How's it going?
Good. Oh, sorry, Greg.
Well, I think you just keep going. He'll just include it. Keep going.
I was writing the problem down.
He'll just include it. Just keep going.
Okay.
We're good.
So this
hey, everybody, we're recording live today. We're live on Math Strat Chat.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 3/4 minus 1/5. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast. Solve the problem any way you want. The problem is 3/4. Minus 1/5. Solve it and then come on back to hear how we solved it.
All right. I'm going to go first today.
Okay.
I'm just calling it. And I'm going to use money, and I'm actually thinking about pennies.
Okay.
So I'm going to think about 75 out of 100 pennies. So 3/4 of a dollar is 75 pennies. So 75 out of 100 pennies. And a fifth of a dollar is not really a coin that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But I can think about a fifth of 100, a fifth of a dollar would be 20 cents. So that's like 20 out of 100. Mm-hmm. So 75 minus 20 is 55 out of 100. And so I'm thinking, that's like last week's Math Strat Chat problem, 55 out of 100. So that's like 11 20ths. And I just thought about nickels to do that.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
All right, Kim, what did you do to think about 3/4 minus 1/5?
Okay, well, I really liked what you did last week. And so I decided to follow suit and use dimes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I went with...
Oh, that is cool on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So 3/4 is 7.5 dimes. And then 1/5, again, yeah, you said not a great coin, but that's the same as 2 dimes. And so I wrote... 7.5 tenths minus 2 tenths is 5.5 tenths, which at that moment I went, oh, cool. It's the same as your 55 pennies, which is the 11 nickels. So 11 twentieths.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it.
All right. Well, I'll try to pay attention better next time. Okay. We can't wait to see your math strategy. I wonder if your strategy is like one of ours or something entirely different. We love those. Represent your thinking by taking a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking as well.
Yeah. Tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris, Instagram, @PamHarris_math, or Facebook, Pam Harris, author of Mathematics Education, and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the Math Strat Chat problem we post on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Time and pop back here to hear how we are thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figure Outable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figure outable.